You are now listening to the Black Girl Nerds Podcast.
Five, six, seven, eight. Holla, boys and girls, it's the BGN. Coming from the Marvel world to the DC friends. All the way from Hollywood to the PCN. She defends everyone from sleazy men. Won't apologize for spitting Shonda rhymes. The space that we make is never colonized. We're talking games and movies and actors.
Word? Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Black Girl Nerds podcast. My name is Jamie and I am your host. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is right around the corner and we are excited to talk to one of its stars. And that star is Ernie Hudson. Ernie Hudson is currently on the reboot of Quantum Leap on NBC, which just finished season 2. The series follows a new team as they restart the Quantum Leap project in hope of understanding the mysteries behind the machine and the man who created it. Hudson previously starred in Netflix's acclaimed drama series Grace and Frankie and was the love interest of Lily Tomlin. He also stars and executive produces The Family Business for BET and guest starred in 2 episodes of Starz's show City on a Hill. We're pleased to talk to Mr. Hudson about his role as Winston Zeddemore in the upcoming Ghostbusters Frozen Empire film, which lands in theaters on March 22nd. So if you are psyched and hyped for the upcoming Ghostbusters movie and you want to hear what Ernie Hudson has to say about Winston's journey in this film, well, sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Black Girl Nerds podcast featuring actor Ernie Hudson. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, Mr. Hudson. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jamie. I appreciate you taking the time.
So Winston is so closely associated with Ernie Hudson, the actor. Do people ever come up to you on the street and refer to you as Winston?
Yeah. I've gotten that before. I met some kids named Winston. Their parents got together on their, first date seeing Ghostbusters and got busy or whatever. I don't know. But this movie has been a part of my life in so many ways for 40 years, more than half my life. I'm not surprised. I've heard stories, family stories of how this movie has impacted their lives. So that's very special. I don't understand all of it, but but I'm happy. I'm happy they're happy, and it means a lot.
I mean, you certainly have built a legacy with this character. And I remember that you actually spoke to Black Girl Nerds before about Ghostbusters Afterlife. And you said that Winston has been given a dimension that we haven't seen in the previous films. So I'm curious about, with this film, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, what kind of story are we expecting in Winston's journey here?
Well, yeah, I think in this Frozen Empire, and I have to thank Sony and the filmmakers for allowing Winston to evolve. It's been 40 years since the original Ghostbusters, when he came in looking for a steady paycheck, and then he realized that these things are real, to have done well in his life. He's now has a lot of money, and but he really deeply appreciates the guys who gave him a job when he most needed, and he kind of looks out for them. But he also recognized that this whole ghostbusting thing is more than just running around with a backpack. We need to figure out what's going on, the science behind it. So he's created this sort of institute. So Winston, I think in Afterlife, we were sort of introduced to Winston as a businessman, but now we get to see what he's, doing. And now this is not from the studio, so I don't know. So I'm just throwing, this is just my take. I'd love to see more Ghostbusters, and I'd love to see Winston be sort of the Nick Fury of the Ghostbuster universe. I would always love to be a part of, but that's not my call. But I'm just saying, I love the character. I love the franchise, and I love the fans who are like family. So I'm just thankful.
Let's speak that into existence. Let Winston be the Nick Fury of the Ghostbusters franchise.
It shouldn't be that hard to imagine, you know?
Or even a solo film with Winston.
I'm sorry, the what?
Or even a solo film with Winston, like, focused on his journey. I would love that.
I would love, because he's been through some stuff, you know, that I'm not sure if I'm allowed to curse, but I've seen That'll Turn You White. So I'd love to see some of that, you know.
You know, you've said how personal Ghostbusters is for fans. How has this franchise impacted you personally as well as professionally?
Well, this franchise has gone through many, it's been 40 years. And when I first came into it, you know, trying to find a place at the table was challenging. I learned a lot. I grew a lot. I had some disappointments and I've had some real encouragements. It's been, you know, it's been a mixture of a lot of things. But out of all of that, I'm a better person. And I've learned a lot about myself. And so it's just, I mean, there's nothing in my life that probably has not been influenced to some degree or other without what has happened to me with this franchise. Now, I've worked for, like I said, 60 years. I've done a lot of theater, a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows, and it all adds up. But at the center of all that has always been the Ghostbusters.
Absolutely. You know, working on this film versus working in the previous films, it's a little bit of a different dynamic, right? You're working with a younger generation and this new franchise. How has it been different from you working with the younger kids versus back in the day where it was just the adults?
First off, we know this is a different audience than it was 40 years ago. The world is a different place than it was 40 years ago. That life has to move on. So we can keep running around, you know, carrying backpacks, stumbling through stuff, but you have to move on, okay? And so when they brought in the new cast, I was just really shocked and impressed just by how good they are. I mean, these are all professional people. So they were at the top of their game. You know, I mean, really Paul Rudd, McKenna Grace, Carrie Coon, just the whole group. And but what I really appreciated is they love being a part of Ghostbusters. They had a lot of respect for just the Ghostbusters. You can believe they were in Ghostbusters. And I think we all felt a responsibility to the fans, were the real reason why we're here, because they kept the Ghostbusting thing going when there was no Ghostbuster movies around. And so we all wanted to bring our best, and that was what made it really special. And there was no competition. It was just, we're all out here to have fun and give the best, and hopefully the fans will embrace it. And hopefully we'll find out, but I sure hope so. We're all very, very proud of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a proud film indeed. And I have no doubt that fans are going to love this version as well. Alexis Forte, one of the costume designers in the film, says that Winston has the most drastic transformation from when he first appeared as a Ghostbuster. So can you share with us, like, what kind of suits that you wore on set and what was it like experiencing that transformation as Winston?
I think in a lot of ways it's sort of, I mean, I feel my personal life, you know, I mean, his suits are made, you know, because he doesn't, you know, buy it off the rack, you know, and my suits are made, you know, so a lot of it sort of, he's done well, you know, and the only difference is I'm not a billionaire yet, but damn, I'm working on it anyway. But I like the fact that he's, especially being, you know, Black, African-American, whatever term, in this country, in this world, to have a positive character, you know, who is leading something, who accepts that responsibility, who knows he has a place. I think it's important to have that that example. And I'm very, very happy to show that on film. I'm very happy to show it in real life. But still a good person. You know, he's a corporate guy, but he's not a corporate jerk. He's not, you know, Winston is... like I said, he looks out for the guys who gave him a job when he most needed it. And I like seeing that reflected on film for the world to see. I mean, so many examples and so many stories of what we are not. But we are a lot of things, and this is positive, and I'm thankful for that. And the whole world is gonna see this, so it means a lot.
The whole world is going to see this, and also importantly, for us in the Black community, it's very important to see this too, because I'm glad that you touched on that. For the first time for me, when I saw Winston, I felt seen, and even watching the animated series and seeing a Black character like that just made me feel empowered and emboldened by seeing your presence in this franchise. So, how has fans responded to you over the years playing this iconic character?
Fans have been, I mean, from the very beginning, they've always sort of been there. The things that I've felt, the disappointments, fans would come up and go, "How come you're not on the poster? Or how come they didn't do what, you know what I mean?" So I'm like, I'm feeling that too. I'm glad I'm not alone in this. But so they've been with Winston the whole way. And I think they're very happy to see Winston sort of, has moved on into a place. I've always felt that fans are with me. That's why I say a lot of times that I know people think I'm just saying it because it sounds right. But a lot of the fans, it's like family. You know what I mean? It's like they've been a part of my world, and they've been with me, all the way. And I, hard times, to challenging times, uncertain times, I always say the most wonderful thing I get as an actor is I can be walking down the street and I see a guy and you can just see he's just having a hard day, like a little cloud of rain over his head or something, and he's just really having a hard time. And he looks up and he goes, "Oh my God, it's Winston Zeddemore. Oh man." And suddenly the cloud goes away and he's happy and he's shaking my hand and like, "Man, I gotta tell my mom I saw you," and whatever. It that's that doesn't take any money. That doesn't cost anything. That's very, very cool. And so to be that kind of light means everything to me. And the fans for me is when I'm sort of going, I don't know what's going on. Suddenly somebody go, "Wow, man, my son, he was having a hard time and he saw that movie and then so he turned his life around and he's like doing well now." He's doing, and suddenly I'm lifted. So it's a give and take, and it's very special.
It is special indeed. And thank you for just crafting this 40-year legacy with this character, Winston, who we've all come to know and love over the years. We're excited for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to Black Girl Nerds, and I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Black Girl Nerds podcast is produced by Jamie Broadnax. The opening theme song to our show is written and performed by Samus. Various instrumentals are performed by Samus, Sky Blue, and Shubzilla. You can find various episodes of the Black Girl Nerds podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Audioboom, Google Play Music, and Spotify.